From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're joining us once again, as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, where we have Paul before Felix, and he's reasoning of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. But before we hear the message, let's take a moment and listen to these words in song.
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea. Be on the
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25. After certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." In these words we have record of Paul preaching the gospel to Felix, the Roman governor. And as well as Paul's preaching, we also have Felix's response to that message. And this message which Felix received was an extremely important message, for his response to it would affect his eternal destiny. And as this message was important to Felix, so it is also important to you as well who would listen today, for in like fashion, your eternal destiny depends upon your response to the gospel message. As you consider then this message that Felix received from Paul, there are three things I want you to note. First of all, see the content of Paul's message to Felix. Verse 24 it says, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And here we see how Paul spoke to Felix about his great need to be saved from his sin through faith in Christ. Friend, if you're to be saved from your sin, you must trust Christ as your Saviour as well. The Bible says in John 3 verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. My, in providing a way of salvation, Christ left heaven. He went to the cross of Calvary. He shed his own blood as a ransom to God for the sins of all his people. And if Felix was to be saved, he needed to trust in Christ and in that sacrifice. And if you are to be saved from your sin and all its penalty and consequence, then you too must trust in the precious blood of Christ to cleanse away your sin. Indeed, the hymn writer says the way of the cross leads home. And from verse 25, we see a further part of Paul's message where it says, and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance. With such words, Felix was being reminded of his responsibility to repent of his sin. Indeed, in Acts 17, verse 30, it says, and God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Friend, if you're to partake of God's salvation, you must repent. You must turn from your sin and confess it to Christ. Then verse 25 says, and as he reasoned of judgment to come. With such words, Felix was being warned that he faced God's judgment in hell because of his sin. Likewise, my friend, if you die unrepentant in your sin, you too will face eternal punishment in hell. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. But then secondly, I want you to see the impression of Paul's message upon Felix. Verse 25 says, and Felix trembled. That word trembled means to become afraid. The sinful, hard-hearted Roman governor was now afraid. He was afraid because of the awful guilt of sin upon his conscience. He was also afraid because of the certainty of God's judgment in hell. He was now like Belshazzar in Daniel 5. Hebrews 10 verse 31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. In Revelation chapter 6 verses 14 to 17, we read there of the fear of the ungodly in the day of judgment. And it says, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Then what is your response to the gospel message today? Are you concerned about your sin? Are you concerned about spending eternity in a lost sinner's hell? If so, then I urge you to come to Christ and to trust him as your Saviour, for only in Christ shall you find eternal rest for your soul. Matthew 11 verse 28, he says, come unto me, all ye that labour under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The hymn writer says, I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee, for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. Oh, this day may you look to Christ for salvation and cleansing from sin in his own precious blood. But then finally, I want you to note the response of Felix to Paul's message. In verse 25 it says, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way, for this time when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. His response was tragic. for time and eternity. His response consisted of delay. For he said, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. My, the longer Felix went on in the sin, the deeper into sin he would go, and the worse his condemnation for sin would be. Friend, if you delay in coming to Christ, then sin will have a greater hold in your life. Proverbs 5 verse 22 says, of the ungodly, that his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. Also, if you delay in coming to Christ, then greater will be the condemnation of your sin upon your soul. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9 says, but know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. His response was one also of resistance. We're told that Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time, in resisting the preaching of God's word. He was resisting the speaking voice of the Holy Spirit to his soul. And in Genesis 6 verse 3, God is a solemn warning to all who resist the Spirit. He says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Friend, if you continually resist the speaking voice of the Holy Spirit to your heart, then a time will come when God will speak no more, and your heart will harden in sin. The hymn writer says, while God's Spirit bids you come, sinner, do no longer roam. Then his response was one of rejection. In rejecting the gospel message, Felix was rejecting Christ as his Savior. And in doing so, he was rejecting his only hope of heaven, his only hope of being saved from his sin. Oh friend, don't you make the same mistake. Rather, may you receive and trust Christ as your Savior. He shed his blood and died upon the cross to provide eternal salvation for all who will trust in him. John 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The hymn writer says, of Christ he died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. Oh, may you trust him today. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.